Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill, back with another great episode for you with the Box Score Breakdown. Glad to be back with you guys. We got a huge 9-game slate for this Thursday night of basketball. Just a reminder, we are presented to you by FanDuel. Follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA and at Sports Ethos. Now, like I said, huge 9-game slate, so let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. And remember, we are live, and sometimes we get some feedback. He's not answering my question. I will answer all your questions at the end of the show. Bear with me. Let's get through this 9-game slate. Here we go. First game of the night, the Magic defeated the Dallas Mavericks, 115-114, nail-biter. Chris Middleton, 19.7 assists. He did have 6 turnovers, but Middleton has had a resurgence as he's been acquired by the Mavs. Daniel Gafford, solid game, 12-13 boards with 2 blocks. That's the Daniel Gafford we want to see and expect to see. He has not been doing that for the most part of the year, but if he can play like this every night, thumbs up. PJ Washington, 18-5 with 2 steals and a block. Cooper Flagg is back. 18 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 4 blocks. Cooper's been hearing all the talk about Con Kanepa winning Rookie of the Year. And he's like, man, I was going to sit out the rest of the year, but I guess I need to play. So I want to get this Rookie of the Year award because there's no real reason for him to be back. The Mavs are not making it anywhere, but good to see him back on the court. Klay Thompson, a huge 24 points off the bench with 4 boards and a steal. Great game by Klay, but nobody else really did anything. For the Magic, everyone was just solid. Paolo, 16-12, with 6 assists, 2 steals. Wendell Carter, finally stepping it up a little bit lately, 15-7, with a steal and a block. Desmond Bane with 14-8 boards. Jalen Suggs with 17.7 assists, 2 steals and a block. Anthony Black's numbers have gone down recently. Only shot 3 of 12 from the field. 8 points. He had 2 steals, but hopefully he can pick it back up because he was playing amazing earlier in the season. Tristan Da Silva off the bench with 19 points and 3 steals. Really nice game for him. Next game, we had the Utah Jazz defeated the Washington Wizards 122-112. So some of these numbers you're going to see and going to say, wow, but then you got to remember who was playing against who, okay? It's for both sides. Kyle Filipowski had one of his better games, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. 2 games ago, he had a great game. Last game, not good at all. This game, great game. So you just never know with Filipowski. He has not been consistent. And then this one was against the Wizards. So is he going to play like this next game? We shall see. But it's kind of been a roller coaster year for Filipowski. Cody Williams finally had a solid game, 13 points, 7 assists. That's huge for him, and 2 steals. Just when everyone was giving up on him, that's when he wants to show up. John Conchar started, had 5 steals and 5 rebounds and 4 assists, 0 points, but nice, especially amazing with the steals, solid rebounding and assists. Isaiah Collier started, 27 huge points, 11 assists. There was no Keontae George, no Lauri Markkanen, so that helped Isaiah Collier be more of a ball dominator tonight. No other real point guard on the team. So, great game by Isaiah Collier. And I tell you, he could do this. He can start in the NBA. He's just on a team with Keontae George, so he doesn't get that opportunity. Isaiah Collier was a great prospect. Ace Bailey with his best game of the year offensively, 32 points, 2 steals, and a block. 12 of 19 from the field. You know, there was no Keontae George, like we said. So all the shots were for Ace Bailey and Isaiah Collier for the most part. Off the bench, Bryce Sensabaugh had 14 points, 4 assists, and a steal. And Blake Henson, we talked about him last game, 10 points and 4 boards. But nothing much you can do with that. Mo Bamba did play. Oscar Tshiebwe did not. Mo Bamba has 6 points, 12 rebounds in 17 minutes. That's great production in 17 minutes. So keep an eye out on Mo Bamba. For the Wizards, they started Leaky Black. I mean, they honestly are just really just the tanking is unbelievable. To start Leaky Black. Okay. 16 points, 3 boards. He had a really good game, but this is a guy that could not sniff the court when he was with the Hornets, when the Hornets were bad. So, I mean, okay. Julian Reese, we talked about him last episode. Angel Reese's brother, the big man from Maryland, 18 points. Listen to me closely. 18 points for Julian Reese and 20 rebounds. The most rebounds by any rookie this season, Julian Reese. He had a steal as well. 18, 20, and a steal. 5 for 7 from the field. 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Out of nowhere, just a complete domination by Julian Reese. He's been trending up, and he exploded tonight. Great to see that, you know what I mean? And he's a player that when I wasn't as high on Derrick Queen because I saw Julian Reese's tape, and I said he is more polished than Derrick Queen, and he was not being talked about as being drafted. So that was crazy to me. So that's why I looked down on Derrick Queen, and I'm like, Julian Reese should have been drafted. So he's displaying that right now. He's a really polished big man. You see he can shoot it, and you see he can rebound it. So he's a guy you definitely should be trying to pick up, especially on this Wizards team where everyone is either banged up or they don't want to play him because they're tanking. Trae Young made his debut, 12 points, 6 assists, and 2 steals. He did get banged up again in this one, so that's unfortunate. But I don't think it's too serious, but he'll probably miss a few games just out of precaution. But it was good to see him out there. Bilal Coulibaly, 17 points, 3 steals. Trey Johnson, 15, 8 boards, and a steal. And the reason why I'm like, they're tanking so crazy, Jaden Hardy's been playing very well for this team. Bob Carrington played great for them last year. Will Riley, an up-and-coming rookie this year. All were on the bench, and they just started Leaky Black straight from the G League. So, like, that's just crazy to me. But maybe he earned it in practice. And like I said, he did play very well. But Will Riley, 13 points, 3 assists. Jaden Hardy only played 11 minutes, had 4 points. Bob Carrington, 15 minutes, had 7 points and a block. Anthony Gill, 10 points and a steal. So, this team is all over the place. But they are 16 and 46. The Jazz are 19 and 44. It is what it is. Next game, the Heat defeated the Nets 126 to 110. Michael Porter Jr., 27 points, 13 boards, 2 steals and a block. Noah Clowney, 17 and 7 with 2 steals and a block. Nick Claxton, 16 and 8 with a steal. Nolan Traore, 9 points, 9 assists. Really good. Terrence Mann, 7 points, 8 boards. So everybody and 5 assists. Everybody that started for the Nets was helpful for you. Let's talk about the bench by Isaiah Williams. 15 points, 2 steals. Nice game for him. Yego Ajoman did not play. Grant Nelson has been trending up. Only 2 minutes. Danny Wolfe didn't do anything in 14 minutes. Daron Sharp did not much. It's just not much for the Nets going on. They're waiting for next year. For the Miami Heat, Wiggins had a bad game, 8 points, 2 steals. Bam Adebayo, 21-7 with a steal and a block. Davion Mitchell, 2 steals. Tyler Herro, 25 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. Nice game from Tyler. Pelle Larsen, 16 points and 4 assists. Off the bench, Jaime Jaquez Jr., 18-7-7. Really nice game with the steal as well. And probably the biggest news from this team of the night, Khalil Ware, 16-11 with 5 steals and 7 blocks. That is literally insane. Wow. I mean, 16-11 is really good for Khalil Ware because he's been up and down, in and out of the lineup. Only used when Bam was not playing. That was the case. Well, tonight he played 32 minutes, so that was not the case tonight. And when you see that Khalil Ware can do this, how do you keep him on the bench? But, I mean, unless it works like this every night. But 5 steals, 7 blocks. You won't see a line like that the rest of the year, I don't think. 12 stocks? That's crazy. Kasper Giakaciunas, the rookie, 11-6 boards with a steal. And I'm just telling you, Khalil Ware, we bow down to you for that game tonight. Next game, the Warriors defeated the Rockets somehow, 115-113. Draymond, 10-5-8 assists with a steal. Gui Santos, 14 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. Great all-around game by Gui. He did have 7 turnovers, though, so that hurt you there. But Al Horford, 17-6 with 5 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. D'Anthony Melton was back, finally, 23 points, 6 boards, 3 steals, 2 blocks. It's like as soon as we were typing D'Anthony Melton up, then he disappeared, had a bad game, got injured, bad game. It's like D'Anthony Melton, this happens every time. As soon as people are starting to see, hey, he's somebody you should look at picking up, he disappears. But he was back tonight with a tremendous game. Podziemski, 26 points, 9 boards. Nice. And LJ Cryer off the bench with 12 points. Nate Williams was the guy that had a really good game last game. Only 2 points tonight. For the Rockets, KD, 23 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals and a block. KD just having a great year. Jabari Smith had a really bad game tonight. 3 points, 11 boards, a steal and a block. And Draymond pulled his leg to try to trip him. So it was just all bad. 0 for 8 from the field. 0 for 3 from the 3-point line. Just terrible night for Jabari Smith, but he'll bounce back. Tari Eason continuing to do Tari Eason things, just averagely below average. Alperen Sengun, 17 points, 7 boards, 7 assists, and a steal. Amen Thompson, 18-10 with 5 assists and 4 steals. The big news from this one was Reed Shepherd with a huge 30-point performance off the bench. 3 boards, 6 assists. 12 for 19 from the field, 6 for 12 from 3-point range. You know he can light it up from 3-point range, and he just truly developed to where he's a lot more comfortable than he was in his first season and second season. So good to see Reed Shepherd stepping it up. You know, I said he was overrated, but if he's going to play like this, like he's really been ramping up lately, then the rating will be sufficient, okay? I'm happy to see it. Next game, the T-Wolves defeated the Raptors 115-107. Brandon Ingram was questionable coming into the game, but he did play 14-5 with the steal. RJ Barrett, 25 points and 6 boards with a block, and he did get dunked on pretty bad by Ant-Man. You're going to want to check that highlight out. Scottie Barnes with 16 points and a block. Jakob Poeltl, 9 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Emmanuel Quickley, 18-7 assists with a steal. And off the bench, Sandro Mamukelashvili, 11 points, a steal and a block. No one else was really productive off the bench. For the T-Wolves, Julius Randle, 17-8 with 4 assists and a steal. Rudy Gobert, 18-12 with 3 blocks. That's the Rudy we want to see. Dante DiVincenzo, 16-5 with 2 steals. And Anthony Edwards, 22 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. And like I said, the dunk of the night. Off the bench, Naz Reid, 12 points, 6 boards, and a block. And Ayo Dosunmu, 13 points, 3 steals, and a block. And I want to remind you, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. We are a Sports Ethos production. We recap the games of the night. Tonight we had 9 games. Don't you worry. Doc and Brew will be back with the next episode of NBA Today to go further in depth. But in the meantime, while you're checking us out, if you like the show, subscribe, like, comment.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
And all that good stuff. We record live. We're recording live right now. Hit me with your questions. I will get to them at the end of the show. Don't you worry. But for now, let's finish this recap. And with the Spurs defeating the Pistons 121-106. Tobias Harris 11-4. Duncan Robinson 11-3. With the steal. Jalen Duren, he must have gotten banged up. 12 minutes, has 7 points, 7 boards. That's it. Man, that's a good game for 7 minutes. Some people get these type of numbers in a full game. He got it in 12 minutes, so we'll have to check out on the injury for that one. Same for Ausar Thompson. Only 2 minutes in this one. So something happened. Hopefully they didn't both get ejected. Let me refresh the page and make sure that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. Cade Cunningham with 26 points, 8 assists, 4 boards. And it's a good game for Cade. We know he can do a little bit better, especially with those two guys combining for 14 minutes, but we'll see. Isaiah Stewart with the big 18-5 off the bench with a steal and a block. Ron Holland at 12-5. And that's about all you need to know from the Pistons. For the Spurs, Julian Champagne, 16-7. Wembanyama, huge 38-point performance, 16 boards, and 5 blocks. Wembanyama is always coming through for you guys. So, don't take it for granted. Just tremendous. De'Aaron Fox, huge game as well. 29 points, 5 boards, 2 steals, and a block. Great to see him have a really nice game. Stephon Castle took a back seat in the scoring department. 11 points, 12 assists, and 2 steals, and a block. No one on the bench had double figures, but they didn't need to because they won by 15. Next game, the Bulls defeated the Suns 105-103. Gershon Yabusele was 16-6 with a block. Isaac Okoro didn't do much. Leonard Miller started. That is the big news of this game. In 24 minutes, he had 8 points and 9 boards. And, you know, Montas Bouzelas did not play because he had an ankle sprain. So Leonard Miller was already trending up, and that helped him to start. So Leonard Miller could start the next few games. So that's a player you want to have on your radar, potentially go ahead and add, because 8-9 in his first start, first real opportunity, he's only going to do this and slightly better coming up, because he went 3-9 from the field. So if he shoots a little bit better, feels more confident out there, he can easily get you 15-10 next game with a block. So, Leonard Miller. All right, Colin Sexton had a huge 30-point performance, because if nobody else is going to score, Colin Sexton will say, right here, I'll do it. 30 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Trey Jones, 21-6 with 5 assists and 2 steals. Off the bench, Nick Richards had a solid game with 9-11 with 2 blocks and a steal. And Rob Dillingham with 11 points. Good to see Lachlan Olbrich getting some minutes too off the bench. Only 17, but he had 4.6 boards and 2 steals. We can work with that. for the Suns. You know, they had Mark Williams listed as injured. Knee problems, foot problems, you know, it's not good. But just because it's something that's been lingering pretty much just from the last injury, hopefully he'll get 100%. But Osa Iguodala started in his place, 10 points, 9 boards, and still in a block. It's crazy that Kaman Malawach is not starting, but I guess he's not being productive in practice. I don't know. Devin Booker, 27-6 with 2 steals and a block. Colin Gillespie, very down game, 5 points, 5 assists, 1-for-6 from the field, was not feeling it at all tonight. If he has a mediocre game, they win, but that's how it goes sometimes. Same for Royce O'Neal, but bad game by both of them. Jalen Green, you could say bad game for him as well. 25% from the field, 12 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Yeah, you see why they lost. Grayson Allen with 21 off the bench and Amir Coffey with 12-4 off the bench. Next game, this game was exciting. This was the one I was tuned in to. 113-120, the Nuggets defeated the Lakers. LeBron James gave us a scare, fell down and late in the fourth quarter, banged up his elbow pretty bad, was cussing all over the sideline. It was like, oh man, did he really hurt himself? He was down temporarily. The game continued. He was sitting on the bench getting his elbow worked on by the trainers. And then a few minutes later, he's back in the game. And he almost won the game with some great timely assists to Marcus Smart. But Marcus Smart could not hit down the threes on either attempt. Why did he take them? I guess everyone else was covered. But LeBron made the right play, but they had the wrong guy in there. All right, LeBron did have 16 points, 8 assists, 3 steals, 5 rebounds, and a block. Great all-around production. DeAndre Ayton did get hurt in this one, only played 5 minutes, and they think this one could be a serious injury. So that's unfortunate for DeAndre Ayton. So you're going to look into Jackson Hayes getting more minutes, being a pickup if he's available in your league. Possibly Jared Vanderbilt getting more minutes, but I wouldn't bank on that. He's not very productive. Rui Hachimura should get a boost as well. But for now, Marcus Smart, 9 points and a steal. Luka Doncic, 27-11 with 7 assists and 4 steals. Huge 4 steals. Austin Reeves, 16-5-7 with 3 steals. Rui has 16 points and a steal. And Jackson Hayes, that I mentioned, 19-5. Unfortunately, no blocks, but we know he's more than capable of getting those blocks. Luke Kennard with 8 points tonight, 2 three-pointers. For the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, 28-12-13 with a steal and a block. Unfortunately, he did have 9 turnovers, but he did hit the game-sealing shot as well. The Lakers were down 3. With a few seconds left, he gets the ball and just takes it in, puts them up 5, and that made it over. Christian Brown with 15-5-4. Julian Strahler, 18 points and a steal, and he played very well until the very end. He showed his youth. So they had to take him out and put in Tim Hardaway Jr. for that veteran leadership. And Tim Hardaway had 14 points, 4-for-7 from the field. Solid, you know, he's just trustworthy. Same for Bruce Brown, 8-6. All right, for the last and final game, the Pelicans defeated the Kings, 133-123. Herb Jones with 12 points and a steal. Zion, 23-9 with 5 assists and a steal. Trey Murphy with 21-7 with 2 steals, a block, 4 assists. Ezenisi started 7 points, 2 steals, 4 blocks. You love those 4 blocks. That's what he's in there for. Sadiq Bey, 20 points and not really anything else, but he provided that scoring punch. Derek Queen with 12-9 with 5 assists and a steal. Bryce McGowan's 14-6 with a steal and 2 blocks. Jeremiah Fears, you know, with no DeJounte Murray, we thought he might start. No, they didn't really run a traditional lineup with a point guard. And Fears came off the bench with 13-6-6. So, and I'll mention Carlo Makovic, 9 points, 9 boards, 3 blocks. He's really been stepping it up. So, he's backing up Ezenisi right now. You know, DeAndre Jordan, I heard he was banged up, but it says DNP coach's decision. Jordan Poole, DNP. Kevon Looney, DNP. Jordan Hawkins, DNP. This team's going to be very different and interesting, especially next year. For the Kings, Precious Achiuwa continues to roll. I mean, you can't really deny him anymore. You have to hold on to him. You have to add him. 29 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. For him to be tied with taking the most shots on the team shows you this Kings team does not know what they're doing. Maxime Reynaud is the future. Nick Clifford is the future. Devin Carter should be part of the future. He got a DNP. They should be prioritizing the young guys. They're prioritizing the oldest guys. Only thing missing. Well, no, Russ did play as well. Russell Westbrook with 19 and 10 assists with 2 steals. That's great, but you're 14 and 50. Precious Achiuwa, like I said, 29, 12, 5, and 2 blocks. DeMar DeRozan, 15 points and a steal. You're 14 and 50. Maxi Reynaud, 10 points, 5 boards, only 9 attempts. Nick Clifford, 7 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, only 8 attempts. We'll see. Drew Eubanks with 15 and 11 off the bench. Malik Monk with 18 and 4 off the bench. And like I said, Devin Carter did not even play. So that's your 9-game wrap-up for Thursday. Let's go over the players of the night, because there was a lot of them. Klay Thompson with 24 off the bench. Tristan Da Silva, 19 and 3 steals. Isaiah Collier, 27 and 11. Shout out to Ace Bailey as well with 32. Julian Reese, 18 points, 20 rebounds. You got to love that. Rookie of the night, one of the players of the night. Michael Porter Jr., 27 and 13. Khalil Ware, 16, 11 and 5 steals. And 7 blocks. Game of the night for me. Brandon Podziemski, 26 and 9. Reese Shepard, 30 and 6 assists. RJ Barrett, 25 and 6. Rudy Gobert, 18, 12 and 3. Cade with 26 and 8. Wemby, 38, 16, 5 blocks. Colin Sexton had a big 30-pointer. Devin Booker, 27 and 6. Luka with 27, 11 and 7. Jokic with the triple-double, 28, 12, and 13. And Zion Williamson with 23 and 9. And Precious Achiuwa with 29 and 12. So that was the 9-game recap. Let's see if we got any comments. They're showing love to Leaky Black. Lionheart 732 says, Leaky, he's happy about that. I'm happy about that, too. It's just weird to me that he came in and started over 3. Guys that they should be building around, but it is what it is. He says, hey there, I have 4 weeks to playoffs for 12 team 9 cash. Should I drop Pella Larson, Ty Jerome for Al Horford? My 2 main centers are on IL, Zubac and Collins. Thank you for your time. Okay, should you drop Pella Larson or Ty Jerome for Al Horford? That's a good question. Ty Jerome is the better player, but he's in and out of the lineup a lot right now, especially with those Grizzlies. You cannot trust the Grizzlies right now. They have no incentive to play Ty Jerome over the rookies and the youngsters. They have Walter Clayton. They have Javon Small. They have Scottie Pippen Jr. But if Ty Jerome's healthy, he's going to play and be more than likely better than Pella Larson. So I would keep an eye out on Ty Jerome's status. Check and see if he's still day-to-day because availability is the best ability. So, you know, he's better than Pella Larson, but if Pella's going to be there, he's more valuable. But honestly, if you lose Pella or Ty Jerome, it's not going to kill you in a 12-team league. There's going to be another player out there that you can pick up to replace them. So hold on to the one that's been more consistent for you and that will be more healthy for you. But I'm very scared of those Grizzlies players, especially the veterans. But good question. Al Horford should be able to help you. But remember, Al Horford is not an every game player either. So don't just think about dropping someone for Horford and thinking Horford is your plug-in guy. You don't have to worry about him anymore. You might have to stream that center position, you know, because Horford's old. He's like 39, 40 years old. You know, he'll play great one game and then miss the next game, average the next game. Then he's back good again one game. So just keep that in mind. I appreciate you so much, Lionheart, for your question. Appreciate all you guys for listening to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, a.k.a. William is Bill. We're presented to you by FanDuel. Check us out at Sports Ethos at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We appreciate you guys. And until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.